Starting today, PATCO will adopt a new weekday schedule for departures between 6 p.m. and midnight. WHYY's Corey Sharber reports the adjustments come as overnight owl service is still paused.
PATCO suspended weekday overnight service back in September as part of a six-month pilot to address safety and cleanliness. The new changes going into effect December 1st will make minor adjustments to the evening schedule in an attempt to better match ridership levels and reduce delays on weekdays. Trains departing between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. will run every 15 minutes. After that, they will run every 20 minutes. Weekend service will not be affected by the schedule changes. Cuts to the overnight service are set to end in the spring, after which PATCO and the city will decide whether to resume overnight trains or extend the suspension for up to another 6 months. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
And we're keeping the focus on transit. The Center City Trolley Tunnel remains closed as repairs are done to overhead wires. Andrew Bush of SEPTA says they hope to complete the work as soon as possible.
This is certainly an added inconvenience for our customers. We have our crews out there working around the clock to try to get this fixed and reopen. But we're only going to reopen when we're sure that the problem has been rectified and that we can provide service that's not going to be disrupted again like it was the last time that we opened it back toward the middle of November.
Bush says they aim to have repairs done by next week. Fairly clear skies as we make our way through this Monday afternoon. A little hazy out there in Center City, Philadelphia. 41 degrees in the heart of Philly. Glen Mills sitting at 40. 42 along the water in Atlantic City and Cape May at 43. For the rest of the day, temperatures are going to be heading south in Philly. We'll be back into the mid-30s by about 6 o'clock this evening. Overnight, temperatures get to below freezing. We're looking at a low of about 30 or so degrees. Tomorrow, we could see some rain-snow mix as we start off Tuesday.